Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Well, in this video, I'm asking, why is ICE controversial in the United States, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, so an agency of the federal government? So Donald Trump has used this agency an awful lot because obviously there is some illegal immigration in the United States. There always has been, probably starting in 1607. I mean, Jamestown, Virginia, because the indigenous people, they were to have their laws, and the English immigrants, they didn't ask permission. They just simply arrived and assumed that they could help themselves to the land, Terra Nullius and all that. So I'm not quite sure when ICE is founded, but it's a part of the Department of Homeland Security, which dates to the presidency of George W. Bush. So ICE has to uphold immigration laws to investigate crimes which cross borders, but also find people in the United States illegally and remove them. Some of them have entered legally as students on a business visa or whatever for a sporting competition or as tourists and simply overstayed, things like that. But it's been very controversial. And to begin with, Margaret was cheering this on. We're going to get tough, tough being the most honoured adjective in American politics. And obviously, there is illegal immigration in the United States. I mean, I think it's gone down considerably. Obama actually had great success in tackling it and a lot of deportations. But just think, entering a country illegally or even staying illegally, they're not the worst crime. You know, that's not up there with murder and rape and kidnapping and so on. But I know Trump will try to pretend that they're all guilty of that. And I suppose there's a handful of them are and so forth. So, I mean, every country has immigration law and, OK, you should obey the laws and so on. But, you know, if I were from a terribly poverty-stricken country or facing severe persecution, I might say I'll cross a border to another country and say they're illegally and it's a victimless crime and I'm just doing a job that local people don't want to do and seeking a better life. Anyway, so you mustn't judge a man before you've walked a mile in his shoes. But it's been very controversial because of racial profiling and then arresting people with unnecessary force who've often turned out to be US citizens, but particularly if they're brown people. We know the US is maybe sort of 60% white. I don't know if ICE is even disproportionately white. And the people who are in the USA illegally, they're very seldom black, it seems to me. They're mostly, from Latin America. Now, they're obviously white Latins. The people from Latin American countries are whiter than me. There are Latin people. And there are so-called Latin-looking, you can't really say, which is not really black is swarthier than the average white person. I mean, a person's race doesn't matter to me. It matters very much to the racist. And I realize there are Latino people who are American citizens and their ancestors have been there for centuries or, you know, been in the land which is now the United States before the United States even existed and so on. But there have been a number of highly controversial incidents with ICE and it's backfiring. And it's one of the reasons why the Republican Party is going down in the polls, queering the pitch for the midterms this November. So people being shot and notoriously in Minneapolis, Minnesota, federal agents killed an American citizen, killed this woman during an enforcement action. So the video footage and the local politicians say that she was holding a phone. It was no weapon. The federal officials say they acted in self-defense. Now, they may have believed it was self-defense, but been wrong. I don't know what the American law on this is. I mean, I know in England it is, it has to be honestly and reasonably held, blah, blah, blah. So, but, you know, ICE is meant to be protecting American citizens, not killing them. And I know law enforcement is allowed to use force, but it's only got to use reasonable force. You know, minimum force is not a battle. The prejudice is going to be towards not using force and not going, you have to use any force, not going beyond what you really needed to do and so on. So this enforcement surge is bad news. So it's very difficult to argue this is justified, proportionate or legal killing that unarmed woman and so on. So some people say they're acting like a military force. It feels like an invasion. And some state authorities are not cooperating. This has gone back for years. Sanctuary cities where, you know, the city's police department or the state troopers will say, we are not going to cooperate you. I mean, it's a federal competence, not a state competence. So it's not up to us. Whether other states may, yeah, we will help you. We'll go along with you. We'll tell you what intelligence we have, where the person is. We'll try and prevent anybody else interfering. Funnily enough, a similar thing plays out in the United Kingdom where immigration and obviously detention, deportation of those in the UK illegally is to do with His Majesty's government, not the Scottish government and so on. And that's why the police Scotland have been told by the Scottish government not to assist And that's why the Home Office is on their own there, and so on. So sometimes they're going to workplaces trying to catch people. So people in the community are worried, even if they're not there illegally, that they may be arrested. And people who are there legally got green cards, a bit worried about it. I know of an Austrian woman who's been in the United States like for almost 50 years, born in Austria, moved legally to Washington, D.C., spent her entire life in the United States since the age of one, married in America, has got two American children, but she's not become a US citizen. She doesn't want to renounce her Austrian citizenship. And she's worried that they might go for her, even though she's done nothing wrong, because they've been making mistakes, getting people there illegally, or the US government said, we change your mind, you can be kicked out. You might say, well, you didn't deign to apply for US citizenship. You get it quite easily. You're, I can't remember, she's a neurologist. She wouldn't be finding it difficult for her to get citizenship. But she's not obliged to do so. Well, we're not obliged to let you in. You're here on sufferance. We're doing you a favor. So people then held in insanitary, crowded conditions and so on. Then you might say, well, you could self-deport anyway. So some people say, let's do away with ICE altogether. Is that going too far? Maybe just ICE has to improve its behavior. Okay, if you can have an immigration policy worth the name, that means you don't let everybody in and you have to deport people who stay there illegally. I mean, I think there ought to be some mercy. People have been there for decades, blamelessly. So these the many critics of ICE say that action is not taken against ICE officers who hurt civilians during these unnecessarily brutal enforcement actions. So it's part of this ongoing discussion about immigration in the United States, so enforcing immigration but balancing that against the human rights of those who are suspected of being in the United States illegally. How are you going to uphold border security but do it humanely? And how much force should be used? And when is use of force warranted? So anyway, it's raising racial tensions and it's going too far. It's targeting innocent people and so on. So some Republicans are unhappy about this. But maybe some of the MAGA base are, yeah, go on, get them, get tough and so on. Boot these people out. Well, it's very worrying. So even Donald Trump has backtracked and sacked some people, because remember, Trump always chickens out. You can't trust him to take your side when he realizes it's backfiring him. And all these things, he wasn't going to back down, never surrender. He did surrender the government shutdown, which he caved in on. So he'll run up the white flag. So ICE doesn't just patrol the streets. What it has to go when they've identified someone who's overstayed his or her visa, or never had legal status or whatever, or had it but had some serious conviction, is to be booted out of the country. So the rest are mostly administrative. They're not pursuant to a criminal investigation. Now, they sometimes carry firearms. So ideally, they would only use kill people when it's absolutely unavoidable. So the idea is to arrest people and then deport them. But some people say, well, it's become quasi-military. So they've shot unarmed people during arrests. Okay, so why do you, these are usually just not adhering to bureaucratic rules. That's what they're arresting people for. So what have guns got to do with it? And so on. So there have been investigations which have usually exonerated the officers. I mean, I can't comment on the individual cases, just don't know enough about them. So what do you think should happen? Right, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you donate on PayPal, subscribe on Patreon, George Callahan. 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.